To Dr. Richard Lessels, this evening, infectious disease specialist at the KZN Research Innovation and Sequencing Platform at the University of KZN tonight. Dr. Richard Lessels, welcome to The Money Show tonight. Some really worrying signs, some quite speedy upticks in positive test cases in Gauteng for COVID-19. Are we at the beginning of a fourth wave, by your estimation?
Yeah, good evening. I think you're right. It's worrying to see this thing increase. Whether it's the beginning of a fourth wave, I think only the next few days and a couple of weeks will tell us. I think that we're all kind of looking for a little bit more detail about this increase in cases in Gauteng. So is it within a specific geographic location, or is it across the province? Which age groups are affected? Is there a kind of a cluster or some event that's happened that's led to an increase? Or is it more generalized? So I think we'll get more information about that over the next few days, and we'll start to understand whether this is something more significant.
We've had a disappointing turnout in terms of vaccines. I think that's about the most diplomatic way I can put it. South Africans have not gone in their droves to the vaccination queues for a plethora of reasons. And I wonder whether or not we've got a high enough vaccination rate in South Africa to mitigate the risk of a fourth wave as devastating as the third wave was.
Yeah, I think unfortunately we don't, and you're right. I mean, of course, many people have come forward for vaccination, and that's fantastic, and those people are now well protected against becoming very, very sick with this virus. But I think you're right that particularly in Gauteng and here in KwaZulu-Natal, the vaccination coverage is substantially lower than some of the other provinces. And what that means is that there will be significant kind of pockets in the population where there are still a lot of susceptible people, and that is essentially what can then happen is you'll start to see the transmission going up in those pockets of vulnerability, but that then of course can then spread to the wider population, and that's the concern.
How concerned are you? I mean, I don't know if you, as a scientist, you can play the game of 0 to 10. But in terms of what you see at the moment, in terms of what you see and the limited amount of knowledge you have of the patterns in the outbreak, as an outsider, feels like we've been here before. I wonder what your view is on a scale of 1 to 10 in terms of concern about this being the start of another significant wave.
I'm concerned because I really don't want to see the level of suffering and death that we saw in the second and third waves, as you say. And I'm still optimistic that we wouldn't see that level again, and that the levels of vaccination we've got are going to help reduce the impact of another wave. But as you said at the beginning, they're not going to kind of eliminate it. And so we are still going to see potentially some pressure on the hospitals. And we will unfortunately still see people dying from this virus. And it's just a reminder of the importance of doing that simple thing of going to get vaccinated and taking as many people with you when you go to get vaccinated.
Dr. Richard Lessels, thank you. Infectious diseases specialist at the KZN Research and Innovation and Sequencing Platform at the University of KZN. We're going to talk to one of those hospital chief executives, Dr. Richard Friedland, just after Eyewitness News at 7 o'clock this evening. What I find really interesting about Richard Friedland's position here is that the vaccination process compulsory. Now, it's been very, very clearly stated by Discovery, very, very clearly stated by Life Healthcare, that if you want to continue in the employ of those two organizations, you will need to be properly vaccinated so that you can go back to the office and do your job in the new year. Richard Friedland's view is different from that. I'm looking forward to his thinking coming up after Eyewitness News at 7 o'clock.